Welcome, friends. Nice to be with you again. Thanks for showing up, and really appreciate your presence and your work on consciousness in the world. It desperately needs it right now. You're really an important factor in deciding the future. And before the show started, we were talking with our guest, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, who's been giving us his insights every week. And he had a really unusual idea for a topic, which is false compassion. And I said, what's that? I don't understand. And it was related to the world situation right now and what people are having to deal with as sovereign countries are under attack. So let's go to Gabriel and hear what he has to say this week. It's really important and relevant. Welcome, Gabriel.
Okay, thank you, Richard. I welcome everybody with love. And this idea of false compassion is a really important one to get clear. And it's something we've seen throughout history. People have been really hurt by false compassion. There's a statement, the Sufis say, love everybody but tie up your camel. That's the key. That's the way to deal with it. First, we'll start with a little bit of dance. So let's join together and dance. Let's go. Meditate just for a moment or two. So focus on my eyes and slow the meditation. And now in the meditation. Yo. Slowly come out of meditation. Okay. So we're going to talk about this idea of false compassion. It's really, throughout the years, throughout the ages, people have been affected by that. And that's why we get the Sufi saying, love everybody, but tie up your camels. And 167 BC, when the Maccabees were fighting the Greco-Syrians, and the Greco-Syrians came across the Maccabee camp in Shabbat, and they didn't fight back because it was Shabbat, and you're not supposed to fight in Shabbat. So they were all killed. And it's like, okay. So the leadership of the movement fighting against the Greco-Syrians said, no, that's not the way to do it. The Torah says preservation of life is the highest value. And it says if somebody comes to kill you, it is your moral obligation and spiritual obligation to get up to combat them. They're not supposed to just sit there and be slaughtered. So this is not like a new issue. I mean, that's a few thousand years old, that question. And so we're looking, one of the issues in the United States is the border wall. Clearly the border wall in countries where it's been used has been successful in keeping out illegal aliens entering the different countries. And there's kind of a international energy, like with the UN behind it, where they're financing people from all over the world to invade first world countries and weaken them. Okay, and recently now we're hearing about Venezuelan gangsters taking over places in Colorado, attacking oil rigs and people in Texas, and taking over hotels, and again in Austin, Texas. So something's not working right, and people aren't, there's a kind of a appropriate response and letting people get away with things. Well, there are cultural differences, and it's okay. We have this in, you know, Sweden, you know, people in Germany also, you know, the immigrants are raping the women. Culturally, they say it's a different, people don't really understand, but the point is, if you're German and you're daughter gets raped, doesn't matter if people understand it. They do understand. They understand you're not supposed to really rape women. General practice. And the truth is, that's also true in Africa as well. I've taught in Africa. I work in five different countries in Africa, and it isn't the normal approach. The Africans are, you know, the concept of all Africans are, you know, they raped and that's not, it does happen, but it happens with most countries in the world. People do mistreat people in a variety of ways. But if you're going into Western Europe or going to the US, and that those are the cultural rules you have to follow. And you can't say, well, I didn't know. Well, it's not that hard to not to know. You're not supposed to be raping women, you know, in swimming pools, like it comes out in the news. So we're looking at this whole question of false compassion. Well, the Pope says it's a sin if you put up walls to protect people, prevent people from coming in their country. Yet, Pope and the whole papal little enclave is got lots of walls. And, you know, so it's one thing to talk about it and call other people sinners for protecting the space, but clearly the Vatican is well protected and well walled. So we have serious contradictions there. Well, we're looking at the southern border and you know, in the U.S., and it's like, well, you put up a border wall, is that a sin or is that actually your right to protect yourself and show compassion, not false compassion, like what we're talking about, where you just allow everybody to come in. Now, I work with in the border with Mexico. We have certain organizations, and we actually have it set up where people can come in and, you know, legitimately we feed them and house them on the Mexican side, and then appropriately to the situation, they're allowed to legally come in. The word is legal, okay? But they come up here in trains, and we have one or two towns where there's a the train ends. You know, people are on the train, they're on the roof of the train and all that. And we have food, we have housing, you know, to just get settled in and get the legal support for going across. So we're not really talking about a lack of compassion. We're talking about compassion, but appropriately used, where people are coming in good ways. Now, the UN gives a lot of people from South America and Central America, you know, the credit cards, and they give them a lot of privilege, using it as an invasive force. And that's where we see the Venezuelan things in Colorado and stuff, and the oil fields in Texas and Austin and different places like New York City, where a lot of tension and difficulty, and a lot of people are being hurt physically by the unvetted illegal aliens. Now, as I say, my father was illegal. With the Ellis Island, this, you know, there's a, so it's not like we don't let people in. It's really like you vet them and you acculturate them to a certain extent. Now, to me, that's not false compassion. But letting people come in across, you know, sneak in over the borders and do whatever they want, you know, it creates a, well, it creates a societal tension, and in Europe you see it as a problem, but it's also been talked about in Ohio. It's just different countries, different states are being affected by it. So a key concept is intelligent understanding of a situation needs to be applied to compassion. That's really what I'm saying. So we're not saying don't be compassionate, but you also have to be intelligent and protective of your own life and the life of those in your country. So those are kind of thoughts to begin our discussion. I'm going to turn back to Richard for a moment. It's kind of a hot topic, and it's really worth thinking about. Richard, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a hot topic. It's a really relevant topic, and it's tied to everything that's happening in the world, I think, Gabriel.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, part of it, we were saying before, I was saying compassion for everybody, and they know not what they do. We have a language challenge I'm not unaware of the mentality of the bad guys. I know exactly what they know and what they want and what they're after and how they feel and think and what, you know, where they're coming from. I'm not unaware of that. But there's another level that I struggle to find words for. And it's the reason that I say love and compassion for everybody, including the bad guys. And that is that, how can we say this? You told me, I was being hard on myself last week or last time we talked, and you said you are a human being. And I'm saying, no, we are spirit experiencing temporarily for a short time, incarnation in a human form. But who we are is unlimited. Human beings, it's not our real identity. And it's not the real identity of the bad guys either. And when I, in meditation, have been exploring who is what and where we come from and all this stuff, the bad guys come from the same place that we do. There isn't any other source. And I think this is misunderstood, that there's a whole class of people that come from some evil source and they have no spirit. And I don't think that's true. I mean, I can't prove it in a laboratory, but I think everybody comes from God, and there's nobody that will be permanently lost. And I'm in a distinct minority for thinking that. So what the bottom line comes to for me is that love and compassion and respect for absolutely all life forms, because they're all spirit. However, at the same time, like you said, when you're living on the human level and you're getting attacked, you must defend yourself or else you just give up your life for nothing. And so I think that it's very important to preserve the right and the consciousness of self-defense up to and including lethal force when necessary. But it has to be real defense. And what our governments have become, you know, agents of, is destruction in the name of self-defense. And this is not right, and certainly happening in the U.S. And when you talk about the border walls are very effective in normal situations where people just wander up and are trying to get across. But what we have is a totally different situation now. We've got the world government being controlled through the U.N. by people who want to get rid of sovereign nations, except in name only. And so they have an alliance with the central banks, and we're on a fiat fake money system right now that allows them to generate money out of nothing. And they give that money to invaders to break down sovereign nations, and they give them credit and debit cards, and they give them transportation, and they give them camps, and they give them food on the way. And they make it possible for millions of people to invade sovereign nations. And if that's not stopped, the walls by themselves are not sufficient. So it's a bigger picture. Sorry for the long answer, but...
No, that's very good. It's very clear. The point is, there are multiple levels of thinking about this. We can't just say, no walls, do whatever you want, you know, there's no illegal aliens, everybody's just coming in, and everybody's a right to do whatever they want. That's a disastrous approach. It's also right. A very unwise approach, with no real understanding. So compassion has to have understanding. I think that's the key point that you're making, and I totally agree. You have to have compassion with understanding. Not separate, so it becomes false.
No, you don't have to hate your enemies. You know, you just have to be strategically wise. And this no walls, false compassion thing is being pushed by our corporate media. Very.
By the Pope.
And by the Pope. By certain presidential candidates and things like that.
Right. So we have to not be fooled by this false compassion.
That's right.
that's the point we're talking about. We really need to see the big picture and apply intelligence and understanding to the situation, and not just passion. It's interesting. Compassion is good to have for everybody. Love and compassion for everybody, but I have to give. That's the key concept that we bring in. There has to be a mix of that, so there's a wisdom in how compassion is.
Yeah. And we're in a time-sensitive situation now, too, because the same people that are orchestrating the invasion of countries are trying to start World War III, and they're really escalating toward that, and that needs to stop. And the only way that can stop is if the people perpetrating it can be removed. And somehow that there needs to be a solution to find that. People are talking about waiting for a positive outcome in the presidential election in November. But that actually is too long of a wait. There needs to be solutions before that. And the people in power are believing that that presidential election is actually a threat. And there was a second attempted assassination against Trump just carried out.
Fortunately, it failed.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of feedback about people saying how bad Trump is, and I understand the flaws, but what he's being attacked for is he wants a negotiated peace and the end to war, just like Kennedy did, and that's intolerable to the power structure.
Kennedy, you're talking about Jack Kennedy.
What? Say that again, sorry.
Jack Kennedy was assassinated in 1963. That's right. What you're talking about.
That's right, I remember.
There's more than Kennedy's, okay, that's what I said.
Yeah, good point. So we can expect more attempted assassinations, and while people argue about details of Trump's plan, it's clear that the power structure wants to kill him.
Right. Because, like Kennedy, he wants to defeat the deep state.
Yeah, he wants prosperity for the whole world. And just like the false compassion is misrepresented by the media, they also misrepresent the whole campaign to make America great again. Because the real understanding is substitute whatever country you're in and make that country great. That way there can be cooperation between sovereign nations.
Because everybody respects each other.
Yeah, the job of the representatives in government is to serve the people they represent.
So this is what we're facing, and we're bringing this issue up because it's very confusing to people. Well, we want to be a place where people can come and enjoy freedom, and we do want to be that. But we have to have a process like we used to do, like what my father went through and my grandfather went through, which is a proper vetting and education, not just an overrunning. That's why the wall works, because it creates a line where people can enter but be vetted in a way that doesn't destroy the country, which is what Richard's talking about with the New World Order. It's like, this is a protection. And when they did this false value, oh yeah, just let everybody in, it's all good. It isn't all good. And now a little bit is coming out, stuff about eating the dogs and, cats and, illegal activities and Venezuelans taking over, hotels, and at least one hotel in Colorado. And in Austin. This is serious stuff, but it's only the beginning. So people have to move out of this sort of liberal false compassion and understanding. You have to apply wisdom and intelligence to the situation,
right,
to protect the whole country.
the media is trying to say that the idea of deporting the illegal aliens is racist, which is completely ridiculous because they're from all races.
Yeah, and the whole idea of racist is kind of been lost at this point, you know, because it's like a swear word. It's not a fitting the situation, just like you're saying with the media. There's a movie that just went out. It's number 4 in movies. It's called Am I a Racist? I think that's the title. And it's kind of a spoof on the misuse of all these words politically. We do face something with the disrupting and misuse of language for social and political for power and social relationships. So that's also going on, and that's another example of false compassion. Compassion needs to be balanced with wisdom and understanding. That's the principal concept there. And that also has to do with the woke culture. Woke doesn't have the wisdom and understanding. It has kind of a false compassion. We'll change the language, everybody, it's so good, but it's not really what happens. So, you know, when you have, you know, male boxers defeating women boxers in the Olympics or whatever, you know, it's like that's an upside down woke thing that they allow at the Olympics. It was like, really? Or male swimmers competing in women's swimming events? This is again an example of false compassion. It creates war and balance. Well, we're open to everybody. Whatever. No, you know, if you're going to have a mixed gender thing, fine. Have a third category of competitors. So these are all the same theme. Richard, you're going to say something.
Well, I think to me the people who have fallen for the trans cult are victims of a very nasty agenda. You know, they don't have good lives. The idea that you can change your gender with surgery or poisonous drugs is absurd. And the same people that are pushing the false compassion that you're talking about in the media are also pushing the idea that trans is a normal group. It's not a group that exists in nature at all. And what it's doing is pushing mutilating surgery and chemicals that should never be allowed to be used at all. And the same people behind that are, you know, a lot of the problem here is misstating the question. Like if you watch the debate between Trump and Harris, the lady commentator said to Trump, is it important or not to win the Ukraine war? That question is completely wrong. You know, it reminds me of a Gary Larson cartoon that I saw a few years ago, where there's this medieval battlefield with axes and spears and shields, and everybody's dead lying on the ground. Everything's in bloody. And there's one guy standing up who is left, and he's on Team A, and he's jumping up and down and saying, "We won." That's what they want for the Ukraine war.
It's serious because it isn't Ukraine war, it's a U.S.-Russia war.
Right, and it was started by the U.S. overthrowing the Ukraine government 10 years ago.
It's a real problem because they're arming Ukraine now. I think they're talking about with long-range rockets to attack Moscow and stuff like that. It's going to push a world war.
Yeah, they've gone by incremental steps up to complete invasion of Russia by the U.S.
And that isn't going to work. because Russia has too many nuclear weapons, and they're pushing for a war. I don't really know why they're pushing so hard, because it's so obvious. They broke the mixed agreement that NATO has, U.S. has, and they're pushing and pushing, and they just turn around the other way, like the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, that's Cuba. It's not like on your border.
Right.
And so Russia's holding back, I'll just say that. And thousands of soldiers on both sides have been killed. It's a huge waste.
You were saying it wouldn't work because Russia's got nuclear weapons, which is true. But even if Russia had no weapons, it would be just as immoral.
But not as dangerous.
Not as dangerous for the attackers.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. They're pushing as if they were to eliminate billions of people. That's what
right. And Putin knew that the U.S. was using Ukraine for bioweapons labs to develop toxins to be used specifically against racial Russians. And government in Ukraine has been attacking the eastern residents that allied with Russia for a long time, and they've had no defense. So, in a way, the invasion was partly to save those people from what the government was doing to them.
So, again, it's intelligence and wisdom applied to compassion.
Right.
And that's all over the world.
Communication with the people that you're trying to work it out with is essential. There should have been immediate communication between both sides of how to work it out.
Well, again, wisdom with compassion seemed to be very open to but the U.S. NATO didn't seem to want to discuss it, and England didn't want to discuss it.
Right. And the U.S. had a government with a figurehead that wasn't even involved in the decisions, as far as I can tell.
So the issue keeps applying itself all over the world. We have to see through, the false compassion to, again, and I've repeated it a few times now, to act with a wisdom to understand what's behind what's going on. And then right. Do the right things and appropriate things to the situation. So that's kind of really what we're talking about all over the world.
Yeah. These international organizations like the United Nations and NATO, they're very evil at the moment, and they're being used for destruction. It would be better to not have them at all than to have what they're doing now.
Yes. I know that there was a change in the United Nations, because I used to do monthly meditations, equinox and solstice meditations at East 21 in their meditation hall. Not a hall, but their room. And it was only for people in the United Nations who were working there, the staff. All the different countries would come to these. Somewhere in the mid to late 90s, they said, no, we don't want any more peace meditations. It's the United Nations, okay?
They realized you were working against their agenda.
We were using that, of course, that's the point. We were using their meditation room, which is appropriate because we're doing meditation for peace. I mean, that's totally reasonable. They would allow it. At a certain point, they said no. And even though we had staff from the different countries protesting that, they overrode it. So what we're looking at is they weren't really in favor of peace meditations at the United Nations for their staff.
That's right. The kind of peace that they're in favor of is dictatorship.
So it says a lot. Good. You can't get around that, you know, well, because we're UN. But no, they don't do. It's very serious, actually. It's an illusion, like the League of Nations. So we are looking at an organization that has not fulfilled its stated purposes.
That's right. And unfortunately, I don't hear politicians saying in the U.S., we need to get out of NATO and get out of the United Nations immediately. They're talking about ways to improve it. The U.S. should have no participation in those groups at all, other than maybe in resisting what they're doing.
So I think Trump started that during his presidency. I think he withdrew from World Health Organization. I don't have the details. But he withdrew certain pieces from the United Nations also.
Yeah, Trump had the awareness that there was something unreasonable going on and that the finances were not being fair and stuff like that. What he didn't realize was that the whole organization was corrupt and needed to be shut down.
Yeah, I can't say he didn't realize it, but he didn't act on it. But he did withdraw from the World Health Organization.
And full awareness, like you're talking about, the wisdom that has to be involved in protecting the ethical standards is that the WHO should have been exposed as a criminal organization and prosecuted. And that's not lack of compassion. That is compassion for the people of the world.
Right. So that's kind of the subtlety we're bringing up. This is not an easy discussion. We need to see how the words get misused to pull on your heartstrings when, in fact, people are being set up.
Right.
So, to conclude, we have an obligation to protect ourselves and our families, and our countries. So that's really what we're saying. And to be compassionate and loving, but still applying intelligence and wisdom to protect yourself and then expand some good. So we want to thank Richard and Doug for this. And I bless all of you that we develop that understanding and wisdom as it applies to compassion. And I want to invite people to our World Peace Meditation, which is every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Israel time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, East Coast. Peace be with you.
Thank you, Gabriel. Totally agree with the work that you're doing. The World Peace Meditation is an example of the mentality that you're talking about, with the wisdom that is not against compassion. It is a higher level of compassion, because as hard to believe and imagine that it might be, we're all networked. We affect each other all the time. This is why compassion for everybody is natural and obvious thing that has to be done for the world solution. So the World Peace Meditation is important every Sunday. And what is important in between there is the meditation that you find yourself doing moment to moment every day. So be aware, be conscious, you know, rather than the best solution for spreading consciousness and peace and harmony in the world is to be the example of that yourself. It's much more powerful than arguing with people about why they need to correct themselves. Be the example that you want to spread. And you have a very powerful effect on everybody that way, on all life everywhere. it's our work and our time is limited. So I suggest we do it now. Anyway, thanks for being here, and I really appreciate your caring about these issues and about being a part of the solution for the world. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time. Take care.